Josh Freeman of the Tampa Bay Bucks joins us here on the program. They're coming off a big win against the San Diego Chargers, a couple touchdown passes. Josh, Bob Papa, Amani Toomer, how are you this morning?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm doing great.
So, Josh, you come off your bye week and you're on fire. You know, you have 13 touchdowns and one interception. What changed from the first four games to after the bye week?
You know, it's gonna sound funny or whatever, but nothing, man. I mean, I say nothing from our preparation standpoint. You know, I mean, I felt like we went out every week and, you know, prepared as well as we possibly could. I went out and tried to execute a game plan as well as we possibly could. And, you know, just kept believing that if we continue to do the things we're doing, doing things the right way, that we're gonna start reaping the benefits, you know. And you know, we get out for the Chiefs game. Vincent goes off, 200-plus yard game. Mike had a big game. Doug, and it's like guys have taken turns each week, stepping up and making plays and getting us going.
Talk a little bit about sort of this new offense with Sully, Mike Sullivan, the offensive coordinator, and sort of the understanding that, you know, you have of it and the way, you know, you've incorporated it to what you do best, and just the working relationship, getting to know a new coach, him getting to know you and the players.
You know, the first time I sat down and talked to Sully, and at the time, we couldn't even talk football, so we just kind of talked about life, talked about our families, talked about just our beliefs. I walked away just jazzed up, man. I was excited. I mean, Coach Sullivan's just high energy. He's a great teacher, and he believes in doing things the right way. You know, he believes in hard work. And, you know, nothing changes. You move to OTAs, and then you transition into training camp and then on into the season. You know, he's very passionate about the offense. He's very passionate about all the different packages. And there are a lot of elements in the offense, and nobody other than him had experience running. And he did an excellent job breaking it down, getting people to understand what we're trying to accomplish with each play versus each look on a lot of the read routes. And, you know, it's been awesome playing for Sully.
Now, I know his offense, if it's similar to the Kevin Gilbride offense, which I'm sure it is, the fact that they ask a lot of the quarterback. The quarterback has to make the checks at the line of scrimmage. Quarterback has to make sure that the protection is right. Tell us a little bit about how much more, if any, that you are required to do at the line of scrimmage in this current offense that you did in your offenses previously.
You know, that's the thing, I was fortunate in college to run a system that was similar to the first system I ran when I got with the Buccaneers. And with the Buccaneers, my rookie year, I started nine games, and I think I made the calls, protection calls, and two of them. You know, when I say made the protection calls, I got out maybe one or two calls before the center did. And I was blessed to have Jeff Fain, veteran center guy that was out there making all the calls, and he could see this. He understood the shell of the secondary, understood the uncovered slot, understood all these different aspects of pressures, and he was making the calls. And by my second year, I was in complete control. I was making all the calls, and then third year the same. So with Greg Olsen's offense, I mean it was pretty similar. You know, he was really big on being a disciple of Gruden as far as the offense. He's really big on the quarterback, going up, seeing stuff, really being a manager, a conductor, just adjusting stuff that needed to be adjusting, but not checking out of a good play to get in a better play, but checking out of a bad play to get into a good play. You know, that's the whole premise of the audibles. And then protection calls. I mean, if they're bringing whatever's four strong or whatever it is, you got to make your Ringos, your Luckies, your Rita Linda, whatever it is, Riffles, whatever the call is, you know, Rock, whatever, you know, all the calls are right, left, tell them the line what to do, depending on the front and everything. I was fortunate to be in an offense that that forced me to learn at a young age. So I'm transitioning into Coach Sullivan's offense. I had experience being the vocal guy, being the guy behind the scrimmage who had to identify the front, had to make the protection calls, had to do all that stuff.
Josh Freeman joining us here on the program. Josh, just talk a little bit about the working relationship with the receivers. Obviously, you know, you add a guy like Vincent Jackson to your team, and with this new offense, I would guess that you guys have spent a lot of time together just trying to get and make sure that you stay on the same page repeatedly.
Oh, no question, no question. And talk about developing the sort of chemistry, the rapport with your receivers. And, I mean, it takes work, especially when you're transitioning into a new offense. The benefit, and what I think, and it's all a credit to the receivers and Coach Fleck and Coach Sullivan, the benefit I have is that, yeah, we have a lot of high-character, just great guys, guys that are willing to go out and work and put in the time, guys that legitimately, they want to go out and they want to be great. They want to go out and they want to set the bar higher and higher each week. So we signed for Vincent in the offseason, and whenever you sign for a high-dollar receiver or any player for that matter, you wonder, because you hear the stories, the horror stories around the league, that, oh, this guy got this big check, and now he's kind of just in cruise mode. But the minute I've met Vincent, you know, he was all about, let's get together, let's start working on these routes, let's start working on our timing, let's start working on our getting this thing going. And I was so excited to see his enthusiasm. And so, I mean, really, the entire summer, you know, it was he was out there running routes, making plays, just practicing all the little things that moving forward we would need coming out of OTAs.
Josh, we appreciate a couple minutes. Out of time, unfortunately. Top of the hour, Sirius XM NFL Radio.